Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. I am Jeff Phelps. My buddy is Dan Menigan. He's in for Andy Baskin today. Browns are looking for a head coach, as are the Baltimore Ravens, the Atlanta Falcons, the Tennessee Titans, the New York Giants, Las Vegas Raiders, and Arizona Cardinals. So seven teams as of now. Will there be more? Maybe, because at least two teams, according to reports, called the agent for John Harbaugh, whose last name is Harlan. I believe his brother would be Kevin, and his father would be former Packer executive, Mr. Harlan. I believe so.
Might be the case.
I think this is the case, but
I trust you.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go 90% on that one. Regardless of who he is, he got calls from two teams that currently have head coaches, so there could be more coaches involved in this cycle. And it's interesting to see the way that this is all playing out. Mike Florio had something to say about the veteran coaches, and we're gonna dig into that in just a minute here. But a couple of things, I love reading all this stuff and seeing what people think. Nick Brinkerhoff of USA Today wrote a story yesterday after the Harbaugh news came out. Okay, NFL coaching carousel. I love the carousel. Predicting where John Harbaugh, Kevin Stefanski land in 2026. Shall we?
Oh, what the hey. May as well hop on.
All right. Well, here you go.
Take your Dramamine.
We'll get it started then. You ready? First, the Arizona Cardinals. And this is, of course, according to the USA Today.
Yeah.
Hiring Clint Kubiak, the Seahawks offensive coordinator.
So I like Clint Kubiak, the offense. Yeah. Like, this is going to sound weird. I like the offense that he calls. I like what he does. He was really good with the Saints. He's been awesome with the Seahawks. He worked under Kevin Stefanski when it comes to the Vikings. Not that that should lead either direction. And, of course, his dad is Gary Kubiak, who won a Super Bowl and, you know, had a phenomenal offense for a good period of time down in Houston as well.
And one of the great backup quarterbacks in NFL history.
Right. I say all of those things to add in this part of it. If you have ever heard Clint Kubiak speak, he is not exactly the most boisterous, rah-rah guy you will ever have in your place.
So you'd be doing Coach Kub if you got hired here?
Yeah, except he might make Kevin Stefanski seem entertaining.
Nice.
And he's a really good guy. He's just not that. Yeah,
the folks in Arizona don't need that. They have weather.
Yeah.
They don't need entertaining coaches.
It's one of the big concerns with Clint Kubiak.
They're spoiled with Bruce Arians.
The head coach.
The Atlanta Falcons, according to USA Today, predictions. Where do these coaches land? The Atlanta Falcons hire Kevin Stefanski. Said the Falcons have arguably the most attractive head coach opening in the league. I would think it's up there. That and the Giants are good ones. Ravens could be a good one. I think those are the top three.
Depends how you feel on Penix. Depends how you feel. The offensive line, and apparently their offensive line coach wants to stay, and he's one of the good ones, and he doesn't want to go anywhere. So you might be in good shape in that regard. You got Drake London. You've got some pieces in between. You need some help in the secondary. You probably need to beef that defense up a bit with the Falcons as well. I don't know what their cap situation is, though.
What would you think of Kevin in Atlanta, where they're also looking for a general manager?
Kevin Stefanski plus Bijan Robinson and Drake London could be a really good time.
Exactly. And it might. Kirk Cousins is there. He just restructured. Thought is that he probably won't be there. But if Kevin were to go there, hey, I'll take Kirk for a year. Let's go. We don't know that Penix is going to be healthy enough to play.
Yeah, that's the bummer of Michael Penix.
Mm-hmm.
And sadly, all the injuries seem to be catching up with him slowly but surely. I loved watching him at Washington. I don't know if I would want Michael Penix to be my quarterback per se, but I like having him in the league where I can turn on a Thursday night game and go, oh, this will be a roller coaster. Let's go.
Nick Brinkerhoff, USA Today, NFL coaching carousel, predicting where these guys are going to land. He has Kevin going to Atlanta. The next one up on the list, Baltimore Ravens hiring Jesse Minter.
I love that hire.
Yeah, the defensive coordinator of the Chargers.
But the question is, would you really want to fire Harbaugh to bring in a Harbaugh disciple?
That to me is a little convoluted.
Now, I don't think he ever worked for John. He worked for Jim for a long period of time going back to Michigan. I don't know if he ever worked for John. I don't know that one for sure.
Well, I'm sure they know each other. And he knows,
word gets out.
Do I want to go and fill in for John? Who knows? I'm gonna save the Browns for last. He has the Las Vegas Raiders hiring Brian Flores from the Minnesota Vikings, their defensive coordinator, former head coach of the Miami Dolphins, and suing the National Football League. Not that that matters. Raiders couldn't care less.
So I like Brian Flores. I think he's a really good defensive mind. He's done a great job everywhere that he has been. The Dolphins thing got hairy at the tail end of it. I'm always scared of Belichick guys.
You know why? Very few of them have had success.
Right, because they're not Bill. Like, Vrabel is the one that you could circle and say this worked.
Yeah.
Everybody else who has left the Belichick tree has been just blah everywhere they've gone because they don't have the Bill Belichick resume and they don't have the Bill Belichick ability to really motivate these guys and get the best out of them. That's my only fear when it comes to Brian Flores.
We have three other jobs here.
But if they hired him, I'd be in.
And they're critical. They have the Tennessee Titans, USA Today, hiring Mike McCarthy.
Enjoy.
Former Dallas Cowboys head coach Dan Menigan, a man who hates Mike McCarthy.
It's not personal.
Yes,
it's business.
No, it is.
Not personal. You hate it's business.
Man. I've never met the man. I don't know what he ever did to you. Maybe you don't like Chucky Pittsburgh guys. I don't know. Chunky Pittsburgh guys. I don't know.
I thank him for the Super Bowl for the Packers. I thank him for the joy that came with it. I just believe the game has passed him by.
Okay. Well, he's about the same age as John Harbaugh.
Yeah, but one of them's been in the league a little bit longer and has had more success.
McCarthy's been in the league longer. I believe.
Employed in the league, but currently employed when it comes to Jim Harbaugh.
Well, no, there is that.
Yeah.
I think they both had, 20-some-year careers coaching in the NFL, so good for them. Tennessee hiring Mike McCarthy. So there are two gigs left here, the New York Giants and the Cleveland Browns. And USA Today thinks the Giants will hire Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley.
That name's been all over the place. That would be a guy that would buck the trends because he also was previously the head coach at Boston College for a good period of time. Mm-hmm. Did a good job there with probably his best star talent at Boston College was Zay Flowers. That's probably the only guy that a lot of people have heard of who was at BC while Jeff Hafley was there, and he was able to win there. He's a good defensive coach. The Browns should talk to him.
And he has the Cleveland Browns.
And runs a 4-3 defense that's relatively similar to what Jim Schwartz does.
USA Today, where do these coaches land? What do teams hire? He has the Cleveland Browns hiring John Harbaugh.
If they do that, it is a slam dunk. That is the 4-for-4 with 3 home runs. I went 7 innings and struck out 10. That's what that performance is. That's beautiful.
Brinkerhoff.
Sign me up.
In his little summation says, Harbaugh, top storyline now with all the coaches, which we know. He said the Browns aren't the most attractive job. He said, and this is where we started the show, he said the Browns offer a couple of things other teams don't. And the big one is location. Harbaugh, an Ohio native, played college football at Miami, grew up a Browns fan. He said perhaps there's an appetite for him to return to his roots without having to travel too far.
Well,
and he said
proximity is a heck of a thing.
He said Jim did that when he went to Michigan and coached his alma mater. You know?
That's a good point. That was sentimental.
Jim went back because it was his alma mater, and it seemed like the thing to do.
Now, yeah, I mean, he also was compensated throughout the entire thing, which helps the cause.
There's cash involved.
Jimmy Haslam has not been known for, being cheap when it's come to anything. So I think
USA
we can
today sums it up. Says Haslam could boost the franchise's perception by backing up the Brinks truck and giving Harbaugh everything he wants and more.
I'm in. Even if you want to tell me that there's a ceiling you hit with John Harbaugh. Even if you're like, they've came up short enough times and there's a ceiling there. Yeah, get me to the ceiling. And then I'll worry about it from there because the ceiling is a lot higher than where I am right now. Like, that's my whole thing. Like, I'm even good with these guys. If you want to look at it, you go, there is a ceiling that comes with it. Great. I'll take the ceiling.
Says the Browns are rebuilding. Nobody knows if Harbaugh would be willing to accept that. But he said this, building the Browns into a contender could be enticing for someone like Harbaugh, who, of course, already has a Super Bowl ring.
Statue the size of Terminal Tower. It'll be one of the great wonders of the modern world.
Hey, Ma, look what I did in your town.
Yeah. See? You can see me from an airplane. I'm right there. They got that blinking light on top because the damn thing's so tall.
I think that's real interesting, though. So, again, USA Today making some predictions yesterday after the Harbaugh news. Where these guys are going to land? Arizona, Clint Kubiak. Atlanta, Kevin Stefanski. Baltimore, Jesse Minter from the Chargers. The Browns getting John Harbaugh. Raiders getting Brian Flores from Minnesota. Giants, Jeff Hafley from the Packers. And Tennessee hiring Mike McCarthy.
Interesting. Interesting. I think a lot of those make sense.
I don't know the answer to this. I wonder how much other factors in a profession where your opportunities are limited. I mean, there are only 32 of these gigs. I wonder what leads to a guy maybe being picky choosy about something. You know, will other factors affect decisions? It might with a guy like McCarthy. I would think it would with a guy like Harbaugh. I don't think it would with a guy like Jeff Hafley.
I think it also falls back to stability and if you're happy with where you are as well.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I'm getting
at. Ben Johnson intrigued me on a different way to look at this than a lot of other people have, and I wonder if he's the exception to the rule or if he might be the new rule.
Because he passed up gigs to stay in Detroit as offensive coordinator waiting for the right job.
Right. Yeah. And he looked at, like, he went and interviewed with Vegas and looked Vegas dead in the eye and was like, I don't know if I could win with these guys here. I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
Like, he did that, and that's one of the few, because I've always thought the same way you did, which is like, hey, there's 32 of these things. You either say yes to what's available, or you're toast. Ben Johnson changed that narrative.
See, Ben Johnson's the rare coordinator who did that. You know, most of the time, I would think a guy who does that is a guy like Harbaugh or McCarthy. Who, hey, look, I've been doing this a long time. I don't need your nonsense.
Right.
I'll wait for somebody else's nonsense, or I'll kick back and, you know, be with Pat McAfee once in a while.
Right.
Pick up some checks, watch some football, have some fun.
The Bruce Arians, where I'm sitting there smoking my cigar, drinking my bourbon in a Hawaiian shirt, and pop out every so often and give my thoughts. It's a good way to live life. It's a very good way to live life. I wonder if there's going to be another situation like that. Like, I wonder if, like, let's say Jesse Minter. I'm just picking that name out of the sky. I don't know this for a case.
A really, really hot coordinator candidate, Chargers.
Chargers. Defensive coordinator right now, was very good when he was at Michigan. I wonder if that's a guy who's looking at his defense and going, we have a really good defense. Justin Herbert's young. My head coach isn't going anywhere.
I have a Marion Hampton in the backfield. He'll help my defense because, you know, they can eat the clock.
Let's talk to some of these people. And if these gigs don't line up with what I want, forget it. I'll head back to L.A. And life will be good, and I'll hop back in the pool next year.
And, you know, assistant coaches now, they get a price tag.
Yeah.
The coordinators make a lot of money.
Well, yeah, because you got to keep them away from colleges now. Well,
and now you certainly do. So maybe that comes into play a little bit. Dan put together a little list. I love that. Maybe I'm rubbing off on Menigan. Menigan put together a little list. I'm going to disagree with some of it, but he put together tiers for the Browns, and not tiers like, you know, you're crying because you just went 5-12 after going 3-14, but tiers as in levels of guys he would hire and guys he wouldn't for the Browns. They're coming up next. I'll disagree with a few right here on Baskin and Phelps.